And so this presentation is part game show and part science fair experiment, and it's based upon the idea that we're often called on to answer what a given employment law situation is worth and what it could be settled for. And so since we all spend time trying to answer this unanswerable, what I thought it would be good is to come up with some fairly standard employment law fact situations and ask you what you think these situations are worth. What do you think this case could be settled for? The 11 hypothetical situations are in the materials on tab 24. If you could take a look at those, we're going to discuss the first four. And so I'm going to buy you some time while you skim those. This discussion is for lawyers and for HR professionals both. We all have experience with these situations. I especially want to hear from HR people because I owe you all a huge debt of gratitude from all the knowledge I've picked up from you over the years and by attending SHRM functions. For example, I learned the importance of performance evaluations and metrics, and I now provide annual reviews on my children, right? It's my hope that my son next year will meet most. And for my daughter, I now have the data. Eye rolls were up 15% this first quarter, young lady. And I know from HR people that you have to solicit feedback both ways. Every year I ask my children, wouldn't you guys like a younger, prettier mom? But they just say they want a skinnier, hairier dad. And I can say that because today is my 33rd anniversary. And so as a result of my groundbreaking work with HR professionals, I was able to write my first New York Times best-selling book, How to Run Your Family Like a Business. But then I realized giving my kids the tools to make independent judgments and finish the tasks that they desire was the last thing I wanted.